Welcome to Different Ways Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Eileen Head. Eileen, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya, and the Public Speakers Association. I'm really thrilled to be here and to share this message. For those of you who don't know me, I am a personality and relationship expert. I'm passionate about helping people take the confusion and struggle out of their relationships. I'm a speaker, personality pattern coach, best-selling author, and I've got lots of resources for you. So let's get going. There isn't much time, so I'm going to jump right into the webinar. I realize there's lots of different relationships, and so for the purpose of this webinar, I'm going to use traditional labels like marriage, husband, wife, etc. So here we go. Many women are stuck in indecision for years and years. And I was one of those people that was stuck for 35 years. While we're stuck, we're not moving forward. We're not utilizing solutions that could re-engage our partner and rejuvenate the relationship. We might be standing still, burning time both for ourselves and our partner. The stress could be affecting your health and well-being and even your children. And the situation may be affecting your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your self-value. In this webinar, my goal is to help you bring clarity to the options of three possible decisions. Number one, you may want to find a way to reconnect and re-engage with your partner, rejuvenate the relationship. Number two, you realize you're not ready to leave and you're choosing to stay, at least for now, while you work on yourself. And number three, you feel the relationship is unsalvageable and are ready to explore all the options and ramifications. Consciously choosing to make a decision, and you know what? It doesn't matter what decision, it's just very powerful when you make it. It is a step forward in taking responsibility to create the life you desire. And you know what? It changes your vibration, your attitude, and it moves you into action, which creates the change and shifts everything. But let me be clear, wherever you're at, whatever decisions you've already made or not yet made, there is no judgment. This is a time to be lovingly compassionate with yourself as you explore what is right for you. So now I'd like to take you back to the beginning of your relationship. Many of you had dreams when you were married. What happened to those dreams you had together, sharing your life? Remember in the beginning when you had so much fun together, you seemed to get along so well, have so much in common. And now some of you may be fearing that your differences are going to break you apart. So here are some questions for you. Where are you in your relationship right now? Has your relationship become flat and disconnected? Do you feel invaluable and invisible? Are you chronically unhappy and feel powerless to change the situation? Maybe you still love them, but you don't feel like you're in love with them anymore. And maybe you've been unhappy for a long time. Do any of these ring true for you? Maybe you like the rest of your life outside of the relationship. And if you only knew how to, if you only knew how to resolve your differences, that would change everything. Maybe you still believe you can find a solution and figure this out because the relationship is pretty good, but you're yearning for a closer, loving connection. Or maybe you have one foot out the door already. You believe they just don't love you. But is this really true? Well, guess what? People, divorce does not always solve all your problems. You might feel trapped, feel that leaving your partner will give you freedom and independence. However, with everything, there are consequences and ramifications. But many fall into the divorce trap. People who are unhappy in their marriages often speak of feeling trapped. They yearn to be free from the tension, loneliness, constant arguments, unresolved differences, deafening silences, but worry that divorce might not be the right decision either. Yet the idea of living in a loveless marriage starts to feel like a death sentence. you might feel like you're caught between a rock and a hard place and trapped in a life of misery. And you might even have fallen into the divorce trap. Over time, many of these people slowly convince themselves that the benefits of leaving their marriages vastly outweigh the benefits of staying. And it's not until they embark on this path to divorce and begin to piece their lives back together that they may discover the real price they paid for this so-called freedom. And regretfully, the painful discovery can come too late in some cases. You may not have looked at all the consequences before you make your decision. As women, you know what? Here's what we tend to do. When we're unhappy in a relationship, we share this unhappiness with our friends, with our loved ones, and what they hear is your side of the story, and your side only. Even though your feelings about your partner and marriage are valid, they are nonetheless biased. Another reason friends and family can increase the odds that you might be divorce bound is that because they can't bear to see you in pain, they will steer you to what they think is the quickest way to escape the emotional pain. And they may convince themselves and then you that since your partner is the problem, get rid of him or her. Just leave. You don't deserve this. Just get out. But here's the thing. Spouses don't disappear with divorce. And neither do your problems. In a marriage, two people develop relationship patterns. And if you leave, you take those personality patterns that may be sabotaging you with you when you go. Ever hear of the expression, everywhere you go, there you are? Well, when marriage fails, no matter how tempting it might be to put all the blame on one's spouse's shoulders, both partners have contributed to the downfall. Although it may be true that a person is hard to get along with, the truth is, when you're experiencing marital problems, it's almost always the result of how the two people interact within their couple dynamics. Hear me though. Let me be clear. If there is dysfunction or abuse, then there's only one answer. You must get out and plan how to safely do that. So there's something else that's well known, and it's called the walk-away wife syndrome. And although the divorce offers the illusion of happiness, women are most susceptible to divorce. Did you know that approximately 2/3 of divorces in our country are filed for by women? So why are so many women throwing in the towel? In the early years of marriage, women are usually the primary caretakers of the relationship. They're the ones who are doing the check-in. Have we had enough closeness today? Are we spending enough time together? Do we feel connected emotionally? And if the answers to these questions is yes, then great, life goes on. If not, women pursue for more closeness. I also find that the need for closeness is actually more personality related than male-female. I'm a personality expert, and so when I studied the personalities, there were two personalities that are emotion-based, the two supporters and the four expressors, that when they are males, even those males are the ones who are looking for more connection, more closeness, more emotion. So here's what really happens in the sequence of events. When women feel a disconnection and a lack of closeness, they tell their husbands, "You don't value the relationship anymore. We never do anything together. Why are you always putting work ahead of me?" Often, instead of recognizing their wives' need for more closeness, men simply feel nagged and they withdraw emotionally and sometimes physically. And because they are fixers, they don't know how to fix relationships. It is out of their depth as it deals with emotions. And often many of them have been taught, as a male, this is weak. So they just withdraw because they feel inadequate. Because of this unresponsiveness, even hostility, women become frustrated. They soon try another approach. They complain about their partner's lack of involvement and about everything else in their lives together. So after months or years of this negative interaction, what happens? Well, women finally give up. They tell themselves, I've tried everything. Divorce has got to be better than this. And I'll find someone who cares about me. And even if I don't, you know what? I'd rather be alone in this marriage. I can't take it anymore. I know I'll be happier without him. And with that, they plan their escape. In the months and years that follow her decision, the wife is no longer trying to fix the marriage. She stops complaining. This is surrender to the inevitable. And it's definitely a bad thing for the relationship if the man or husband could only see this. To them, they feel the release of pressure. And guess what they think? She's not nagging and complaining anymore. So she must be happy again. Great. And so they carry on with their own focus until the hammer drops. That's the day she turns to him and says, I want a divorce. To which her absolutely devastated partner replies, I had no idea you were so unhappy. Why didn't you tell me? With that statement, the divorce process is set in motion. The tragedy of this situation is at this point, most men finally understand the depths of their wives' unhappiness and may want to make genuine changes in themselves. They may now be willing to do almost anything to keep the family together. They may finally be ready to do some soul searching that would have made having a great marriage possible. But by this point, most women have built a brick wall around them, one that may be impossible for your partner's efforts to change. A plan may already be in divorce, and they believe the relationship just isn't going to work out. If more women knew the truth about divorce, they might not be so quick to dismiss their spouse's offer to become better people and partners. And they may actually stick around long enough to find out if their husbands really mean what they say about changing and to give them a chance. Divorce does not solve all your problems. One of the biggest gifts you can give your family is, if you're going to divorce, be amicable so it's easy on the children. I know what it feels like to be in indecision. I was married for 35 years, and I just could not figure out what it was that caused the disconnection. And so I stayed for 35 years in this relationship. See, I had hopes and dreams that we were going to share our life together, talk about our frustration when we were hurt, create a close, connected relationship. I wanted him to accept me for who I am, support me through my challenges. And I kept thinking as we went along, I'm going to figure this out. Like, there must be something. But whenever I would ask him what was wrong, he would say nothing. He would withdraw, sometimes being clearly upset, silent for days. And this left me feeling uncertain of myself, not enough, not good enough. Have any of you experienced this? And I couldn't figure out why there was a glass wall between them. And I could see him, but I wasn't able to engage him, at least not in a way that I needed. And whatever I seemed to try, shut him down and turned him into my silent partner. So after I made my choice to leave, and I found the Enneagram personalities. And when I did my research, I saw very specific information on couple dynamics. Here's what I learned about our two personalities. I'm a two supporter helper personality, and he is a nine peace seeker. What I came to learn is I needed a closer connection and intensely attempted to engage him, which felt controlling to him, so he withdrew and exerted his independence in order to maintain his identity. I felt rejected with his withdrawal, and for his personality, I felt rejected from his withdrawal, and for my personality, that was devastating because all my energy was focused on him. For him, my personality was too intrusive, and he did everything he could to avoid conflict, because he believed keeping silent would maintain harmony, which is a fundamental personality trait for him. And this is the dance we did for 35 years, being unaware, unconscious, and not knowing how to change the situation. For these two personalities, many of the challenges are hidden below the surface, and that adds to the confusion. So what happened? We both believed we were giving up what we want for the other, and we were left feeling dismayed, frustrated, and unloved, with no idea what the other needs to collaborate and communicate to create a loving relationship. We were stuck in unconscious response patterns that developed in our childhood. And only awareness of personality patterns could have resolved this. See, I was really fixed on changing him. I believed it was all about him. And if he would only do this, and if he would only do that, then we would have a good relationship. I was stuck in being a victim, and I felt very powerless. And so when I decided to leave, I knew I needed to make some decisions for myself. Life is all about choices. I could stay being continually unhappy with the hope that things would change and that we would reconnect. But that isn't what happened. So this is why I am so passionate about helping others with their questions, their relationships, their uncertainties. You are stuck in unconscious patterns that you developed in childhood with your personality. And when you put the two personality couples' dynamics together and realize your similarities and your differences, what your fundamental core emotional needs are together, then you can really connect and support and understand each other at a deep level and understand yourself as well. In the beginning of this webinar, I shared with you that there were three possible options. Number one, understanding yourself, your personality, and your couple dynamics may help you to reconnect and re-engage with your partner and rejuvenate the relationship. And wouldn't that be wonderful if you were able to do that? Number two, you may realize that you're not ready to go, and you're choosing to stay, even if your partner does not seem willing at this point to re-engage. But you're willing to start working on yourself and understanding what makes you happy, what do you need from your personality traits that will create the happiness within you. Number three, you may feel the relationship is unsalvageable and you are ready to explore all the options and ramifications. But you know what? There are four possible options. Consciously choosing to make a decision, and believe me, it doesn't matter what the decision, is very powerful. It is a step forward in taking responsibility to create the life you desire. It changes your vibration, attitude, and moves you into action, which creates the change and shifts everything. The decision to work on yourself will shift all your relationships. I had a client who came to me for a coaching session, and their relationship was okay, but it was kind of flat. The kids were grown and they'd left. They had empty nest syndrome, and they were looking at each other like, okay, what are we going to do for the rest of our life together? So she came to me and she said, you know, I want to work on some things for myself. And so we determined her personality type, and she started identifying some of the traits she had that might be sabotaging the relationship, some traits that she could grow so she could become a better person. And we figured out what personality type her husband was, even though we didn't take the personality quiz. And so I gave her some tips for helping to engage her partner. She would go home and she'd say, you know, I've realized that I have these traits, or sometimes I react this way, and I never realized my impact on you before. I'm sure you've noticed them. Or she would say things like, tell me if this is true for you. I want to understand you better so that I can love you to a deeper level. She came back after a couple sessions and she said, you would not believe my husband. This is a totally new man. He is speaking up. He is more engaged. He's excited about life. And he's learning, he's actually mirroring everything that she was doing for herself. She was speaking up. She was sharing what she needed. She was communicating better. And so it was really, really exciting for them in this relationship. Learning your personality and your couple dynamics is life-changing. But whether you stay or go, you must do your own internal work. To be healthy in any relationship, you must first be healthy within yourself. And you need to maintain your own independence. Sometimes we get lost in our relationships and we kind of merge into one, which happened with my ex-husband and I. He was doing what he thought I wanted, and I was doing what I thought he wanted, and we both were unhappy. Excuse me. You need to learn your own value and core emotional needs and rely on yourself to fill yourself up. You need to learn your own wiring in order to resolve conflicts, manage your own stress and patterns that are sabotaging you. And you need to change old patterns, relationship patterns. Whatever your decision, to stay or go, I will be there to support you. I have many resources. If you go to my website, eileenhead.com, under the coaching tab, you will find the Stay or Go program. And there is a free quiz, Stay or Go quiz. You can also book a clarity session with me, and we'll look at a relationship rehab session. So I'd like to thank Tanya and the Public Speakers Association for giving me this opportunity to support women to get the love they desire and to become the person you're meant to be. Thanks for joining me today.